Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi, Mizmor Yud Chet 18. I call this David's Song. I've stayed away from addressing the authorship of the Psalms, assuming that when it says a Psalm of David, it was David speaking. Of course, this is not the accepted belief amongst academics, who basically reject any divinity to the Torah and barely acknowledge the veracity of the person David. On the other extreme, there's no reason to believe that all 150 Psalms were written by David. After all, 50 are orphan Psalms and have no title. And those 73 have the name David appended. Another 12 have the name Asaph. 11 say the sons of Korah. 2 say Shlomo. 1 Eitan. And 1 Moshe. In fact, the Talmud states emphatically that the Psalms were composed by David and 10 elders, acknowledging that there were others throughout that period. We also just mentioned in the last psalm that the elusive letter Lamed, appended to each psalm, Lid David, could either mean it was written by David or written for David. Now, for some psalms, we have no proof and just accept it on faith that David was the author or not, while other psalms like Psalm 18, we have a bit more on which to base our conviction. After all, Psalm 18 is a song sung by David after being saved from his enemies, specifically Saul, as it says in the title of our psalm today, Lamenatzeach le'eved Adonai le'David, asher diber l'Adonai divrei ha'shira hazot b'yom hitzil Adonai oto mikaf kol eivav miyad Shaul, a song sung by David, the servant of God, who sang to him on the day that he was saved from all his enemies and from Saul. Now, what's interesting is that the entire song, almost word for word, is found elsewhere in Tanakh, in Second Book of Samuel, chapter 25. We read almost every single word that we read here. Now, when we gather the information from the Book of Samuel that David sang this song of praise to God, and we know that David played an instrument and sang songs from the Tanakh, and he sang elegies and songs and praise at other times, as well as dancing before the Ark, as well as the evidence from the book of Divrei HaYamim, where he made instruments in order to sing and praise God, as well as in the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, which recall how David organized the Leviim, the Levites in the temple, to sing songs and praise at different times. It's no longer just faith alone which points to David as the gentle singer of Israel's songs, the Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael, but proves some verses throughout Tanakh. David sang this song to God at the time of respite from war, from running away from Saul and his enemies. He then repeated this song and wrote it down for all of Israel to hear in the temple, in the order of Tehillim recited by the Levim. Amos Chacham divides this long song into two sections, each with three subsections. Section one is called Salvation, and section two is David's victories and the establishment of his monarchy. In Salvation, verses 2 to 8 describe the prayers during the times of crisis. Vayomar, Arachmecha Adonai Chizki, Adonai Sali Mutsudati, Umefalti Li Elo Eli. Tzuri echsebo magini v'keren nishi mizgabi, mehulal akra Adonai min oivaya yivashea, afafuni chevre mavet v'nachalai bli'al yibatuni. Batzar li akra Adonai v'elohei yivashea, eshavea yishma me'echelokoli, v'shavati lefanat tovo v'zman. Lord, I will love thee, I will love you, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God in whom I will trust, my shield, and the horn of my salvation in my high tower. He is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, so I was saved from my enemies. While the bonds of death encircled me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid, the cords of Sheol encompassed me, the snares of death took me by surprise. But in my distress, I called upon the Lord, cried out to God, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him. Verses 2 to 3, we read him calling out to God, also in verse 7, while the remaining verses, he describes the dangers of his enemies encircling him. Verses 8 to 20 describe David's reaction of God, beginning with a flowery description of God getting angry in the heavens and coming down to fight. He speaks of God in the celestial spheres, thundering and raining down from the skies, hail and fires, arrows and lightning, turning nature upside down in order to save David from danger. Verse 20 summarizes a theme in speaking of God's intervention and the reason for it. Vayotzieni lemerchav yechaltzeni ki chafetzvi. He brought me to a place of safety and peace, saving me, for he delights in me. The final part of the section described David's worthiness in being saved by God. Yigmaleni Adonai kitzid ki, kavor yadi yada yashiv li. Ki shamarti derechei Adonai v'lo rashati me'elohai, ki chol mishpatav negdi v'chukotav lo asir mi'ani, ve'hi tamim imo v'eshtamer me'avonai. Vayashev Adonai li kitzid ki, kavor yadai l'neged enav, in chasid titchasad, in gvar tamim titamam. Ha'el tamim dako imrat Adonai tzrufa ma'geinu l'chol achosim bo. Note the amount of times David refers to his tzidkut, his righteousness, themes that we have mentioned over and over again. And God comes and saves, and God comes and helps, but also it's because I was righteous enough to be worthy of it. I have kept the way of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from God. I will also walk upright before him, and keep myself from iniquity. And that's the relationship that David tries to create, that balance and understanding why it is that God saved him during this time. This song encapsulates many of the themes we have seen David write about in the past Psalms: righteous and evil, worthiness and God's retribution, confidence, humility. Specifically, the final verse 31 31, the imagery of the word of God being pure is found in Psalm 12, a magen found in Psalm 3, and l'chol achosim, those who support him, found in Psalm 2. What emerges is that David once again uses the same themes that he's mentioned all the way back in Psalm 2, when he was a lone voice calling out and saying, I wish God were my magen. We see him use this word magen again. And the same with when he says those who ashrei kol chosebo, God protects those who rely on God and support in God. And here we find the same words used. David repeating those words in order to reinforce his constant method of calling out to God and expecting and hoping that God to answer his call. The second half of the song deals with David's gratitude he had for God, who gave him the confidence to fight the battle, who prepared him for war, set him on a straight path, made his feet swift like gazelles, strengthened his resolve in the battlefield, and gave him stamina to chase the enemies and crush them. This is a general translation of many of the psukim. As I said, this mizmor has 50 psukim. He also speaks of God helping him distinguish himself from the rest of the nation and become appointed as their leader. A nation who had not yet known him. As it says, Tifalteni mirive am, tisimeni lerosh goyim, am lo yadati yavduni. The strangers who rejected him would then wither away and tremble in fear of him. As it says, Lishmoa ozen yishamulu, b'nei nechar yikachashuli, b'nei nechar yibolu, v'yachragu miskirotehem. In the final section, the conclusion of the song provides the essential explanation for the necessity of the Song of Israel, and maybe to the nations of the world. Al kein, therefore, Odcha bagoyim Adonai ulishimcha azamera, migdol yeshuot malko ve'osechesed lemshicho leDavid ulzaru adolam. For this reason, David says, I will thank God amongst the nations, and to his name I will sing my song. He who increases salvations for the king he appointed, and does kindness for his chosen one, to David and his descendants for eternity. It's unusual in the Psalms for David's name to be mentioned anywhere but in the title verse. And yet here, this historical song, this song that David sang on the battlefield, and then once again repeats and applies to Sefer Tehillim, it's here, in this song, his name is heralded in gratitude to God for what he has received. This last verse is adapted to be the penultimate verse in the Birkat HaMazon, recited by all who had a daily meal as a reminder of David as king as leader, but most of all, as the great singer of Israel, Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael. Shalom.